are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, the doctor is in. You know, it's funny, you know, I was watching the debate, and, you know, Ron Paul, you know, keeps bringing up he was an OB-GYN. I mean, am I the only one that kind of cringes, you know, when I hear that? I mean, you know, being a doctor, I, you know, understand men and women alike, short, tall, liberal, conservative. Anybody could be an OB-GYN. It's just, I just can't imagine seeing Ron Paul down there between my feet. I just don't. I'm sure many women were very, very happy with his services. No, I would probably decline. Now, it's interesting. They've been a lot of political news today that we've heard. Rick Perry bows out all of a sudden before the debate. He throws his support behind Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich, I guess as the debate is going on, his tax returns get released. You know, so I just kind of casually take a look at this, you know. I'm like, how much is he making, you know? I mean, we know Mitt Romney's kind of worth a lot of money, but, you know, how much is he making? Personally, I didn't think I wanted to read tax returns, you know. I think taxes and accounting is kind of boring. You know, I could never get through an accounting class. I like numbers. I love calculators. I love addition. I love math. But going through tax code and taxes, I really think is a sleeper. But anyway, looks like it's kind of interesting. He and his wife made about $3 million last year, paid almost $100,000 in taxes. So there you go, close to 30%. All right. Or a third, close to 33%. He said 613,000 of the tax owed had been previously withheld, and then they owed 382,000. Oh, that would stink. Oh my gosh. Now, you know, tax day has been extended 2 days this year because I guess it falls on a Sunday, and then there's a holiday in Washington, D.C. on that Monday. So, taxes don't have to be turned in till April 17th. But imagine being told, Mr. and Mrs. Gingrich, you need to, owe $382,000 in taxes. I'd be like, no! No, all right. Now it looks like wage and salary. He made about $450,000 in wages. He made $41,000 from speaking. I do speaking engagements all the time. I don't charge. Yeah, really? You can make money? I speak all day long. I am speaking all day long. Here he makes $41,000. No, but get this, Mitt Romney made, I believe, if I'm reading this correctly, $373,000 for speech making? No. You really get that much money? But see, I really don't see anybody go, oh, let's pay for Dr. Dahlia to come out here and speak. I mean, maybe I'm in the wrong business. Okay, so what would Dr. Dahlia's taxes look like? All right, I'd probably say maybe, you know, $20,000 a year in pap smears, gross income. You don't get, you know, I mean, if that, maybe $4,000 in anoscopy. $2,000 in the year 2010 for deflating erectile abscess. I mean, if you guys want to read that kind of stuff, I guess I could post it online. You know, I mean, if that, you know, scoots your toot, I guess. I mean, if that's what you want to, but boy, I didn't realize I could be charging. Well, I know I'm no Mitt Romney or no Newt. Fine, but dang, there's a lot of money to be made. Oh, wait a second. Remember, doctors can't do it. Remember how now pharmaceutical companies have to cut back and show everybody what they're paying doctors to speak? So doctors want to speak and lecture on a drug. It's taboo. Oh, so doctors can't speak, but politicians can. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, Newt Gingrich is former Speaker of the House. Well, I'm the Speaker in my house, and I think that's worth paying some money to hear. All right, well, now I'm depressed. I'm going to go smack my husband upside the head. Man, we don't make Jack Diddley squat. Then they talk about his capital gains and all that. Well, you know, if this floats your boat and you want to read Newt Gingrich's taxes online, have at it. But I got to tell you, though, the debate was good. Before the debate even started, John King starts bringing up this open marriage inquirer-like accusation from Newt's ex-wife. You heard about that? Newt's ex-wife wanted a quote-unquote open marriage. What does that mean? You get to sleep around? Is that what it means? You get, like, you're a swinger? Is that I was always surprised how much that happens. I have patients tell me all the time, oh, yeah, you know, we had a couple of them, we all had sex. I'm like, what? You're not supposed to do that. God could be watching. What? Yeah, I didn't realize people did. But anyway, his ex-wife claimed that. So you think in this presidential debate, they're going to talk about Obamacare, they're going to talk about taxes, they're going to talk about the pipeline, they're going to talk about jobs. And the first question John King brings up is, I mean, it was almost like we were watching a debate run by the Inquirer, and Newt slams him. Just slams him. So if anybody says Newt can't debate Obama, I mean, I think he's going to hold his own. I think he could hold his own better than anybody else. Of course, Mitt did a wonderful job. Santorum took some heat. Ron Paul kept bringing up that he did pap smears. I just, you know, does his hand shake? Does Ron Paul have a tremor? I don't know, but I'm just horrified by that idea. I just couldn't handle it. All right, what do we got to talk about today? Oh, speaking of gynecology, a transsexual posed as a gynecologist and I guess had an illegal gynecology practice. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how researchers cannot find the G-spot. That was a medical headline today. Researchers cannot find the G-spot. I guess, well, they're not the only ones, are they? So, we'll talk about that. We've talked about that before. Also, we're going to talk about 1 in 5 U.S. adults suffer mental ills. Okay, I thought the number was 1 in 3, but it looks like it's lowered to only 1 in 5. So 20% of you listening to me right now, well, I would say 100% of you listening to me really have it together, okay? But, you know, it's a very small subsect of the population from what I understand who listens to my show. So, but the population, 1 in 5, I could believe it. So, you see, we got a lot to talk about, so please don't go away. But call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,664.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,706.26, $853.13 for a half ounce, or $426.56 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,706.26, $853.13, and $426.56.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So we're back. Okay, this next segment is going to be adults only because a huge medical headline today was scientists can't find the G-spot. And I really don't want, if your children are driving in the back of the minivan at this time, listening to this. So just, yeah, put the earphones on, have them watch some Elmo. Okay, and if the kids ask, what's the G-spot? If they had already heard accidentally and we goofed, just say it's when someone throws a grape at the wall and it leaves a spot on the wall. Okay? That should cover, right, for some time. Okay, so, you know, a doctor came up with this G-spot. His name was, I think he was a German doctor. Let me get the name here. Ernst Grafenberg, a German gynecologist. Oh, gut. Ernst Grafenberg, all right, and he decided to name a sexual spot after him. You know, am I just doing this all wrong? I'm not making money giving speeches. I'm not coming up with spots named after the Dr. Dahlia spot. The Dr. Dahlia spot would probably give you gas. Anyway, all right, so apparently researchers have been for years trying to elucidate, all right, the science of the G-spot. Now, where the G-spot's supposed to be is it's kind of supposed to be, I mean, they call it a bean area, and I can't say that word on air without that sound coming through. So I'm going to call it a kidney-shaped area that is about 1 to 3 inches in the anterior vaginal wall. Okay? And they think it could be part of the female prostate. Remember we've talked about this before, the female anatomy, where women actually do have some prostate tissue. You could actually find prostate cancer in women. It is rare, very, very rare, but I learned it from somebody who studies at the, the sexual medicine department, in the University of San Diego. And they pretty much are in charge of the Journal of Sexual Health, which is, I believe, where this study came from. Yep, the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Okay, so anyway, it's hard, okay? Remember, I'm a doctor, so I'm trying to intellectualize this, make it academic. So no, this isn't going to be a raunchy discussion of the G-spot, okay? But anyway, apparently, some researchers have tried to biopsy this. They've, tried to take tissue samples, they tried to ultrasound it, and they don't think they could find the G-spot. They think it's fabled. They think it's a myth. Now, what is this spot supposed to do? Well, the spot is supposed to give you 100% guarantee that the woman's going to climax. So if you hit the right spot, she's going to, love you forever. Okay? And many a men for many a centuries have been hunting for this particular thing, buried treasure. Yeah, and they have failed. Well, scientists are trying to say, you know what? It may not be you. It really may not be there. Now, as a doctor, okay, a family doctor, not as a woman, I am not going to get personal with this, but as a physician who's done a lot of gynecology, okay, no, there's really no anatomical structure there. I'm going to tell you that right now. Okay. I mean, like I said, they've ultrasounded, they've biopsied it. I really feel sorry for these women. I know you're a volunteer, right? We're paying you $10 today, but we're going to stick a biopsy trocar up there to try to find your G spot. Oh, that sounds fun. Good luck. All right. But from the whole scientific aspect of what goes on, with the female sexual cycle, okay, there's a body part that rhymes with Dolores. I'm sorry to quote Seinfeld on this one, but I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say it on air. Okay, it begins with a C, ends with an S, and it rhymes with Dolores. That particular body part in the anterior part of the vagina, I'm allowed to say, I'm not allowed to say the other word, is the stimulatory gland that would enable a woman to have an orgasm. The only problem is it has to be done right. Okay? All right. Now, many people fail at giving a woman a climax because they think all they have to do is go in and go out, go in and go out, maybe change positions. Some people even think anal sex. No, that's not going to even go near what the woman needs to climax. All right. She has to have some sort of stimulation of the Dolores. Yes. Dr. Wax says, I need to find your Dolores. What? What you talking about? All right. Okay, so they believe that maybe the reason why Dr. Graffenberg came out with this supposed spot that would be along the line of the Dolores to the vaginal canal and cervix, etc., is because, again, they thought it was part of that lineage there with the nerve endings, etc. And, they've been trying to figure out women's erogenous zones. And, there's a lot of different parts to the woman that need to be stimulated. Okay. But it all depends on the woman. You can't date 5 women and on your 6th woman do the same tricks. It's not going to work. It doesn't work that way. Some women, they're very sensitive on their neck. Some women are sensitive with their earlobes. Some women are sensitive along their breasts, nipples, etc. Other women can't stand it. They're going to smack your head off. Okay? So you need to, and I know this is groundbreaking, and, grab a pen and pencil for this one, okay? If you want to find your woman's erogenous zones, all right, or G-spot, etc. You're going to have to. You guys got your pencils ready? They're sharpened? Communicate. It's true. Okay? You are going to have to say, do you like this? No, it's okay. How about this? All right, no, doesn't work for you? That's fine. Now, many women feel intimidated, and I think many men don't really want the conversation, whether they did something right or wrong. So most partners don't really tell their partner if it worked or didn't, which leads to fake orgasms. And I can't tell you how many couples have admitted to me how miserable they are. Just completely miserable. And, you know, they should, but they feel like it's too late. They're like, oh my gosh, I've been married to my husband for 10 years. How am I going to tell him now that the reverse cowgirl isn't my thing? Well, you blew it. You didn't tell him for 10 years. You know, you're right. That's going to be hard to say. And we've talked about this on the show. One day when we have more time, I'll tell you how to bring up something you should have brought up 10 years ago. There's ways to do it, you know, without getting divorced. But, you know, it really takes a lot of communication. And unfortunately, most of the burden is on the male. Okay, because women will be like, okay, yo, let me think about it. Let me think about it. Wait a second. Because remember, women, there's a lot of mind. And emotion in it, okay? If she doesn't have her mind on the situation, she won't be able to. Whereas many men, and I'm not saying all of them, just need the physical stimulation, all right? So if you're trying to look for a spot on the neck or the earlobe or under the arm or the pinky toe, or my favorite is the knee. I'm joking. Erase that. Yeah, erase that line. No, don't do the knee. You know what, though? Some women, you know, inner knee is a spot. It is. I was talking about the outer knee, you know, the knobby part that I possibly, you know, when I tore through some cartilage when I was skiing. Yeah, that part of the knee. All right, but no, inner knee, inner thigh, there's lots of parts. There's lots of, but again, you have to ask. And if she's ticklish, if she really doesn't like the biting, if she doesn't like, you know, certain suction activities, you have to allow her to explain that to you. If not, you are going to be with somebody who 10, 15, 20 years down the line is going to fake it until they finally don't want to have sex with you. Okay? And like I said, the burden is on the male. I really feel bad. I really, really feel bad for you guys. Okay, so are scientists working on it? Where's our tax dollars going? I don't know. I don't know if our tax dollars are going towards more of this. But honestly, the what I'm trying to say is it may not matter whether you find the G-spot or not, or whether a female has a G-spot or not. There's still ways to arouse her. And one other tip I want to give you guys, okay? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, and I apologize if we're not PG today and we're, you know, a little bit PG-17 right now, or NR, what are we, NR right now? Women could be sexually satisfied without ever climaxing. There are many women that have never climaxed. That doesn't mean they're not going to enjoy having sex with you. Okay, now that doesn't mean, whew, good, you could go back and watch, you know, the playoffs. No, you know, still try. But a lot of women feel like they have to demonstrate some sort of climactic activity to make the man think he did a good job and take that pressure off. It'll take the pressure off you. It'll take the pressure off her. Because some of these women may not have any spots at all. All right, guys, great segment. Whew. Oh, I didn't get thrown off air. When we come back, more medical news, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter for up-to-date medical updates or news updates. And if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show playing in your city or town, contact your local radio stations and tell them to bring Dr. Dahlia to that town. And honestly, with what I see Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney getting paid for speakers, I am on sale. If you want me to come to your town and speak, boy, I didn't realize there's money to be made with that. No. I love doing it for free. The whole reason why I went on to radio is to give people medical advice for free and donate my time. So I don't even know what to charge, but dang, they make a lot of money giving talks. Yeah, I'm referring to Newt Gingrich's tax return was placed online while he was on the debate. I guess his people put his tax return online from 2010. Interesting stuff. Okay. No. I don't want the kids listening. We're still not done with Below the Belt. We still have some, rated PG-13 topics. Okay. Apparently, researchers now are hoping to build the first artificial testicle. Okay, now, I know some of you already kind of have an image of what this would look like. No, it's really not going to look like a testicle. All right, what's been happening from what I understand, okay, and this is coming from someone who doesn't have a testicle, but this is what I understand, is they've been able to make sperm using stem cells from a mouse and then be able to treat infertile mice. Okay, great, 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 but what about humans? What do we do for humans? When they try to make sperm for humans, okay, they get to a certain point, all right? These cells usually need to go through, 12 stages when they're in a normal testicle to become functioning sperm. But in these petri dishes, when scientists are trying to make sperm for men in lab dishes, they only go to stage 9 or 10. So scientists have to then come up with a testicle for the process to be created. Now, they don't think the testicle is going to look like what our testicles already look like, okay? Well, not mine, but yours, all right? What they think they're going to do is have something that looks like a cylindrical bag, maybe a few inches long. They say it's supposed to be kind of transparent, I guess, so they could see. I don't know. And what they're going to do is they're going to grow cells that normally turn into sperm, including the Sertoli cells that help make sperm, and then they'll add embryonic stem cells. Embryonic stem cells are supposedly able to turn into any cell in the human body. The stem cells will then be fortified with genes, not vitamins, but fortified with genes to steer them down the right path. They've got to be directed so that the stem cells turn into properties of the precursor cells. Then they need to recreate a testicle environment with the seminiferous tubules. These are the structures in which the testes where the sperm actually formed. All right. Then the artificial testicle would probably last only as long as that one cycle. And then they're going to probably dump it in the trash. Now, one cycle of sperm production, I guess, would take about 70 days. Then they'd have to do a new one. Whew, pretty exhausting, huh? Easier. The last subject we talked about, the G-spot, was probably easier. So that's what they would do. Now, why is this relevant? Well, there's a lot of men that when they get testicular cancer, they lose their testicles. And then they can't make children. And so they want to use their own sperm. And then there are men who are infertile. They just don't make sperm. They have a low sperm count or no sperm count. So, I mean, this is cool stuff. This is cool stuff. But you see why things have to be, people, they look at medicine in awe and they think you have to be a rocket scientist to come up with this. But it the mechanics of it just kind of makes sense. You're trying to grow a cell, but you can only do so much in the lab. You still kind of need a human body. So they have to make a pretend part of human body, right, to kind of make this whole thing work. And that is going to be the root of a lot of our new types of medicine. Now, I don't know if that would work for an egg. I don't know if this would work for women and making eggs and ovum. But for now, I mean, it seems like it could work. I just, I always think of sperm that go wrong, like that one Simpsons episode where, not Bart, what's the father's name? Homer. Where Homer Simpson's sperm was being compared to, I guess, the assistant for the guy on the hill. I'm sorry, I forget their names. And, Bart or Homer Simpson's sperm kept banging his head into each other going, do, do, do. So I always think that. I always worry that sometimes these artificial sperm could possibly be, a little kooky. But, it's worth a try. It's definitely worth a try. If someone's infertile, why not now? What they are, though, doing for now is for men that do have to lose their testicle due to testicular cancer, they're trying to salvage any healthy testicular tissue and, I guess, cryogenically preserve the sperm so that they could later do an in vitro for his future spouse. So that's nice. That's another way to do it rather than making artificial testicles. Just, I wonder how the sanitation department, disposes them and picks them up. All right. Well, next we have this is Alexandra Svobodova, right? Apparently is now, from what I understand, in jail for posing as a female. She was born Martin Sloboda, had a sex change operation, and then pretended to be a gynecologist performing internal examinations. She is 30 years old, even prescribed medications. Now, this happened in the Czech Republic, right? One of the patients said, "It's bad enough knowing my gynecologist was a fake and not qualified, but the fact that he was also a man as well is devastating. I hope they lock the pervert up and throw away the key." Now, I am looking right now. This picture, by the way, if you ever want to see any of these pictures, go to my Facebook page. You don't have to be a friend. You don't even have to be a fan of the show. I mean, trust me, I won't force you to do anything that drastic as to become a fan. But if you like my Facebook fan page, you will see this woman very feminine looking. I mean, I would have never suspected this. I mean, she has a large nose. I could maybe see an Adam's apple. I guess that would be the trick, ladies. But, I mean, the breasts look real. The arms look real. She has less hair than I do. It's, just blows me away. So, anyway, Svobodoba had his sex change after traveling to Germany in 2001 because I guess the surgery was not available in the Czech Republic. She faced a charge of fraud, infringing others' rights after posing as a doctor, as well as illegally prescribing drugs containing narcotics and psychotropic drugs. Oh, my gosh. So far, there's at least been 20 people that have been victims. So, be careful. Speaking of being victims, we talked about the story yesterday. Another woman tried to pretend that she had cancer and made over $30,000, right, from 12 different people donated thousands of dollars to her, hundreds and thousands of dollars to her, and she was faking cancer. So she got thrown in jail, but she was out on $5,000 bond, and she was indicted by a grand jury on theft of $20,000 or more in charitable fund. I talked to you guys a lot about what to do if somebody comes to you saying they have cancer. You direct them to American Cancer Society, or you direct them to a charity that you're very familiar with, that you know handles these types of cancers, like, let's say, Lymphoma Leukemia Society. They help those. You direct them there, and you give your donation to the society. I know you're going to probably lose some because they have marketing and staff and advertising. I understand that, but that's better than falling for someone who is taking advantage of your generosity. It just blows my mind that somebody would do this. You're worried about the karma, you know? Okay, we're going to be coming back. We got a lot more news to talk about. We got to fit in the rest of this hour. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your questions, your medical comments, your political comments, anything you want to talk about, we would love to hear it. If we're not live when you're listening to us, please call in on our answer line, and we will play up in the next live broadcast, which is usually the next day. I don't like to take days off. I don't. But I am going to have to this spring go back to Disneyland. It has been so long, and every time I go, it's a small world is closed because we go around Halloween, and I really love it's a small world because I remember when I was a little girl in the 70s, it's a small world after all, it's a small world. Oh, I loved it. My mom, I mean, I would be singing that song for a year afterwards, and my mom stopped taking me to Disneyland. I wonder how much it cost back then. Isn't it now? Doing a Disneyland vacation, isn't it, like if you go for a weekend, almost a couple grand? Isn't it expensive now? See, I got to figure out, you know, you could do Europe $5 a day. I got to figure out how to do Disneyland, by the way. I know my parents didn't have the money growing up. It had to have been way cheaper. I mean, you know, per relatively to that time. But, you know, I know I was talking to my husband about that. I was like, we got to do a Disneyland trip. And he's like, can we afford it right now? Yeah. What are you going to do? You know, speaking of affording, it looks like Carnival Cruises are actually holding off. From what I understand, they're holding off certain bookings right now to reevaluate many of their cruise lines after the Costa Concordia accident in Italy that's going on right now. From what I do understand, they did resume the search earlier today. So they are still going back, because that was scary to think that after 5 days they stopped the search, you know, of the 24 missing people. But they did resume it. Unfortunately, though, it depends on weather, they say, and how rough the seas are. From what I understand, it is very dangerous, extremely dangerous, as the ship lists and is bobbing back and forth. You know, my husband and I were talking about this. Why can't they put some sort of stabilizers, I mean, you know, across... Well, you know what? There's no land on the port side. It's the starboard side that's hitting the land. So you'd think there'd be something on the other side, the port side, if there was any land and you could, or even just bring a big, huge ship, just put some big, huge, heavy chains all along that side and stabilize it. You couldn't lift it, but just stabilize it, keep it steady, maybe. I don't know. I mean, nature is much more powerful than man. So they did resume the search. Hopefully they find, I'm hoping, you know, they find these people alive in an air pocket. Again, you worry 5 days without food or water. You know, very, very scary and frightening. I guess the latest and the greatest on Captain Scatino is he was dining with a beautiful blonde woman when all this happened. you know, and she's like, oh no, he saved thousands of lives, you know, so, he's, again, piece of work. The guy's a piece of work. Okay, now we say goodbye to Johnny Otis. Do you guys remember Johnny Otis? He was the one that I believe is the father of the hand jive, right? He had the 1958 hit Willie and the Hand Jive. I remember this. I love the hand jive. Well, it's not the hand jive from the Grease soundtrack, but I believe he's the father of the hand jive. And great song. He actually also composed Etta James's first hit, The Wallflower. Well, anyway, he passed away. This week, age 90, in Los Angeles suburb of Altadena, and a Greek-American man born in December 21 from Northern California. So he's kind of a California boy. Well, inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. Johnny Otis dies at age 90. See, more and more people living till their 90s. I got to tell you guys, life expectancy going up. Life expectancy is going up. All right. Also, in some medical headlines we touched upon in the last part of yesterday's show, coffee and the diabetes reduction. This isn't anything new. We've been talking about coffee reducing diabetes. But what's new about this study is they don't think it's the caffeine, because they even think decaffeinated coffee will help you. They believe, researchers have found, that there are other aspects to coffee, the caffeine, the caffeic acid, and the chlorogenic acid, that may actually be more responsible for protecting, I guess, diabetics and the, I guess, toxic process to insulin. I mean, I've gone into diabetes. I hate the way many of these reports describe diabetes. You know, I mean, it takes a real good 20-minute discussion to talk about diabetes, but we've talked about this. Diabetics, they could consume a normal meal, but if your body doesn't metabolize the sugar correctly, you get high levels of sugar. Makes you thirsty, makes you urinate more, damages heart, eyes, etc. The purpose of insulin is to get the sugar from the bloodstream, which we want it out of, and into the cells to help feed the body, which is why little kids with type 1 diabetes are skinny, losing weight, possibly starve to death until we start giving them some insulin to get the sugar where it needs to be. Older diabetics, when they start becoming diabetic, they lose weight. Again, we need to give them insulin to get the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. So they believe that these aspects of caffeic acid and chlorogenic acid may actually have a beneficial effect and decrease the risk of diabetes. Now, I'm not really sure how. It doesn't really go into that. This is published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. I know many of you have that journal on the back of your toilet seat, so just read it. But here's the kicker. You have to drink 4 more cups of coffee. They say drinking 4 more cups of coffee a day have a 50% chance of lowering the risk. Now, I had a big problem. Oh, by the way, these were findings from the University of Scranton. Joe Vincent gets credit. And also it looks like Kun Huang from Huang Hong University of Science and Technology. You see, I could talk. All right. Anyway, I had a problem with 4 cups of coffee a day recommending that because of the caffeine. But if they're saying decaffeinated coffee has higher percentages of this caffeic acid and chlorogenic acid, then somebody can argue decaffeinated coffee could be healthy. So go for it if you can. I mean, wow. All right. But still, I still can't tell somebody to have 4 cups. In breaking news today, the 20-year-old maintenance man in Georgia that was pleaded guilty to killing a 7-year-old girl, molesting her and killing the 7-year-old girl, has actually, from what we understand, committed suicide in his jail cell. They found him dead in his jail cell. I don't know how he did it. These are just early initial reports, but he has been pronounced dead. And he probably knew there was no way anybody was going to tolerate him, or probably, you know, everybody around him said they were going to do the job if he didn't. So anyway, he has, let me get his name for you. Sorry, I know many of you are. Ryan Brunn. Okay. Another medical headline that came out today is sex after a heart attack. How soon is sex safe after a heart attack? And we've talked about this many times on our show. We have had cardiologists on, and many of them say after a few weeks, you're good. You know, if you had a minimal heart attack, if you don't have any chest pain, they say pretty good. Many patients, they say if you could walk up 2 flights of stairs or walk briskly without a problem, you're good. Here's the problem. Okay. We cannot give everybody this blanket okay. We need, everybody is individualized. It all depends on what was done. It all depends. Did your heart attack require surgery? Did it require a stent? You know, what did it require? But most cardiologists, believe it or not, will allow you to go back to having sex. So don't be afraid to talking to your doctor about it. It's just depending. It'll depend if they allow a few weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, etc. But, you know, keep in mind, sex is still a very healthy process. We just want to make, you know, as long as your arteries are open and everything's holding like it should and you're not having chest pain or any symptoms, they may give you the okay, go ahead. But remember, you need to talk to your cardiologist. But we're finding it's probably sooner than we used to have to restrict you to. So not bad. All right. Wow, this show went by fast. We got a lot more to talk about in the next hour. So please tune in on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. If this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. And look at my tweets on Twitter so you could be brought up to date. Or listen to the archives on GCNLive.com. Thank you, Donovan, for working the dials tonight. Don't go away, everyone.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combined
combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.